Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, I hope you are doing well. Welcome back to the next episode of the City Confessions. And again, as you guys know, I am recording remotely, but I'm super excited because I have a really special guest. I have Marissa Barnard. She is a digital creator, also a YouTuber, a blogger, and recently TikTok lover, I guess. So welcome.
Thank you, Marianne. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today.
Yeah. So, first of all, let me just ask you how you're doing in this crazy time.
I'm doing well. I'm hanging in there. I'm sure you and everyone listening can relate. Like, every day is literally an emotional roller coaster. That's the best way I could describe it, I guess. And I'm just trying to take it day by day, moment by moment. And yeah, just go with the flow as much as possible and release control and kind of just surrender to whatever is happening, whatever's supposed to be happening, just mm-hmm. let it happen and yeah. react accordingly. But how are you doing?
I feel the same way. I feel like it's a repetitive phrase that I keep using. I always say I'm taking it day by day because I feel like honestly mm-hmm. that's all we can do. And is it weird to say that I'm getting used to this?
I know. I wouldn't say I have a quarantine like schedule per se, but I definitely have some type of routine that I've fallen into. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And it has been like a nice breath of fresh air. And I hate saying that because obviously I would never wish this upon mm-hmm. our world, mm-hmm. but it has been like a very much needed pause that has helped me so far just really reflect on everything that's been going on in my life and just, you know, life in general. It's really been a reflection of what's most meaningful, who is most meaningful, what I really want out of this lifetime, you know, and it's been good for me, dare I say. Mm-hmm. And I've also just been doing like a lot of self-care and a lot of reflecting and journaling and things like that. And just trying to get like really my mind and body on the same page and like realigned.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it might have taken, you know, a few weeks for me to have the same realization. But nonetheless, I do think it's good for us. And, you know, I mean, we can all have our own thoughts about the pandemic. But I feel like it was coming for us, you know, based off of what other people have said or what people have predicted. So I feel like it's, you know, like it was inevitable. I mean, I do think it could have been preventable or prevented a little earlier on or just like necessary steps to have, you know, decrease the spread. But regardless, it is what it is. So yeah, we just gotta make the most of it. But why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and what your relationship is with New York?
Sure. So I moved to New York, I guess it's 6 years ago now. Right after college, I moved there actually for modeling and acting, and I was doing that. I was signed with a bunch of agencies, non-exclusively, and I was doing a lot of commercial print work and commercial kind of acting. And it was really fun, but I've always had my hand in, like, you know, kind of like a, dare I say, normal job as well, whether it be like with something part-time or something temp. And I loved modeling because I've always been kind of like really creative and very artsy growing up. I grew up as a dancer, was always interested in like visual arts. And so modeling like allowed me to explore more of my creative side. But then kind of like the blogger phenomenon blew up, and I was fairly early on, I would say, I think I started my first blog maybe like 5 years ago. So maybe it was like year two into New York, maybe season two. I always say I was like season one of New York, season two.
I love that.
And I loved that. I absolutely loved it because I got to be completely my own boss. Like I was, you know, in charge of the wardrobe, the creative design, where it was going to be shot. And I just, I absolutely loved it. And so that's kind of how I fell into blogging. It was really just kind of like a direct route. And I have a blog now. It's called Mindfully Glam. And it's a lifestyle blog that focuses on really everything under the sun. Holistic health and wellness, fashion and beauty, or glam, as I like to say. And a mindset as well. I studied psychology in college, and I actually, around this time last year, went kind of back to school. I did a program and I got my life coaching certification. So I've been building that business on the side as well.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about you. Did you, sorry, nonsense interrupt. Did you change your handle? Or
I did.
Okay, that's why.
I changed it to Mindfully Marissa, because I created a different Instagram for my blog, really, although I kind of fell off the wagon on that. I was like posting just quotes. I have a lot of quote posts on my blog, and they drive a lot, and that's actually how I drive a lot of traffic to my blog. People love quotes. I am typing for quotes. So I created two separate accounts, but so Mindfully Marissa, I guess, is more of my personal one, but I still do a lot of blog stuff on that. So.
No, I think that's how we kind of reconnected, because I remember seeing it and I was like, wait. I'm like, like I know who you are, and I was like, but I don't like the handle didn't really register with me, and then I figured, and then I went to your YouTube and everything, and I was like, oh, okay, I see, she's kind of doing like not branching off to a different path, but setting like separating the two.
Yeah, I think that's something, and maybe you can chime in on it too. Like that was something hard for me, like in the beginning with blogging. I was like, do I create two separate handles or do I stick with one? And that I kind of like, I was posting a lot of quotes on my page, but then I like just business wise, I realized I was getting less brand deals because of the quotes. And it's so funny how you change like one aspect about your Instagram page or about your blog, and it's like things shift. Like for me, it did at least. Like I was posting a lot of quotes and that wasn't well received. So I was like, okay, maybe it is time to create a separate account. But yeah, so that's kind of what happened. But
no, I understand. It was hard for me too, because when I first started, I felt like I had so many interests. Like I'm also really into wellness, like fitness, travel. And I started strictly with just fashion. But then I felt like what you said, it limited me from all this, you know, this other world. And then I just started to incorporate, you know, that's why I say lifestyle. So I can kind of get away with it. But I still feel like people know what to expect in terms of like the three pillars, I guess you can say, that fall under my account. But no, it is hard to kind of maintain everything. But I think that's what's so special about what you're doing, because your YouTube and your blog and your Instagram, they're all kind of different, right? I mean, you're catering to different audience in
a
way.
They are. And that's funny you said that, because that wasn't initially intentional. I wanted everything to really mesh, but I have very different, not very different, because everyone's, you know, more or less interested in just like everything lifestyle at the end of the day. But I feel like my Instagram is more kind of fashion and beauty, and definitely like product reviews. Like people want to, you know something quickly, see something quickly, see an image, you know, hear a story about something and understand it, and boom, moving on to the next. Whereas the blog, I drive a lot of traffic with more quotes and like more holistic health things. YouTube, it's been, I would say, more personal things like story times and things like that, and also skincare and beauty. And now TikTok, which is my new love, is I've been doing a bunch of TikToks about like dating, which is funny because I've always wanted to move my blogging into kind of like dating, because I'm sure, well, I don't know about you, but for me, I have a million and one stories about dating in New York, that's for sure.
Are you, what's your status right now?
Start a completely separate blog on dating, and now that's kind of been my outlet with like TikTok, and I just like kind of make fun of dating or like, you know, me doing silly things in terms of dating, like texting my ex-boyfriend or like thinking the guy who ghosted me is going to come back into my life and just automatically want to be with me, you know, things like that. So that's been really fun, just kind of like making fun of myself.
Right. Are you single right now?
So, but yeah, like every kind of social media platform or just platform has a different audience, and that's kind of what I've been doing and how I've been catering towards them.
Right. Are you single?
I am single.
Okay, yeah. Me too, girl. We're in the same boat.
Single. How about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, same. Single? Yeah, yeah. So we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
So why don't, now that you have told me, you know, a little bit about what you do in terms of social media, do you want to talk to me about just how are you balancing all of that? Because, I mean, I was into YouTube for a little bit, and then I kind of just, I don't want to say gave up, but I just felt like my return in investment, I guess you can say, wasn't, you know what I mean, like meeting what I was putting in. So how are you, because that's a lot, like to do your blog, to do YouTube, record content, then you have your, the coaching business, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I totally feel like a one-woman circus. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I can describe it. But, you know, I love it. Like, it's very hard to balance. And I totally understand what you are saying about YouTube. It is so, like it's so painful, dare I say, when you spend, who knows, like, hours making a video, editing it to put it up, and you get 10 views. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, what am I doing with this? The return is nothing. But I always think back and I'm like, okay, well, you know, Marissa, that's how your blog started. Mm-hmm. You know, you had maybe a couple views a day, and then you finally figured out kind of all the behind the scenes stuff, which people don't really know. You know, we as bloggers, we're always trying to figure out the algorithm or how our like analytics, like there's always like all this like hidden, I don't know, half the time I feel like a tech, like geek squad, because I'm like always trying to figure out like what's changing. Like I drive a lot of traffic to my blog from Pinterest, and then the Pinterest algorithm just changed, so I had to like refigure that out. And the Instagram algorithm, I can't even keep up with anymore. I mean, I don't even know. And I guess that's why I jumped back onto TikTok, because the return, like the reward is much higher.
Yeah.
Like I actually had a video that I posted just on Monday and it went viral, and I have over like 75,000 views on it right now.
Oh my God, really? Which one is that?
Yeah.
You have to send it to me.
So I'm like,
because I'm not really on TikTok.
God. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I said I want you to send it to me because I'm not on TikTok. Like, I have an account, but I'm not, like, scrolling or on it, so I have no idea. Unless you share it on stories, that's, like, the only way I'm able to, you know, see it.
Okay, I'll totally send it to you. But I was like, oh, my God, yeah, like, it gave me hope again because I do struggle with my YouTube channel, and I'm still trying to figure out, like, what my niche is and, like, who my audience really is, because it has been personal story times, like I mentioned, but that's, you know, I know who's watching that. Like, those are my friends who are watching that, or people who, you know, know me. Mm-hmm. And then it's, like, when I post, like, beauty or skincare videos, like, those are more, that's a new audience I'm opening myself up to. So I'm still trying to find my, like, audience on that. But yeah, but with TikTok, that's why I'm like recently obsessed with it, because it's an awesome way to gain a new audience, and it's less of a time commitment. You know, they're 15-second videos, and the reward is much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I love it. I absolutely love it.
And when did you start?
It's really hard balancing everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like this week, I didn't post a YouTube video, and I usually try to post 2 a week. And a little bit it was Corona, like because of the emotional roller coaster. But you know, I didn't feel like doing it. I didn't feel like filming a video and sitting there and editing it for hours to post it and for, you know, 100 views. Maybe, you know, it depends. It's hit or miss, depending on the content. So it's hard.
Yeah, I agree with you, though, because I've also, I went from, like, prior to this whole craziness, went from posting, like, 4 to 5 times a week, and now I'm only posting, like, twice on Instagram. But I'm actually okay with that because I just feel like I'm using the time, you know, more to myself. And I think I read, like, an article saying that one of the trends for 2020 was that it would be, people would be posting less.
Ah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely doing that too. Yeah, I think it's like your mental health is so important. Mm-hmm. And if you can keep going through the motions, you can keep posting things, but if you're not in the right headspace and in the right mindset, like, you know, nothing's going to change. Like, for, you know, like, I can post 1,000,001 photos on Instagram, but if it's not meaningful and if it's not, you know, if I'm not in a good mindset, like, I don't even think I'm going to be attracting, like, the right people aren't even going to see that post. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, 100%. For sure.
So, yeah. But I wanted to mention, I have been seeing that you've been doing some awesome stories on Instagram, and I love your jokes of the day. Can I just tell you, like, you are so cute and so funny.
Thank you. I figured I've started this whole journey, you know, the quarantine life. I'm like, okay, we're going to be in it for the long haul. I, you know, want to do something stupid. And it's like, it's literally so stupid. I literally just Google funny, funny, corny jokes. But like, I actually think they're so funny. Like, my humor is like, it's so stupid. Like, I just love like dad jokes and like corny jokes. So yeah, you just gotta be creative. I was like, whatever, I have something to do.
Right. Right, absolutely. No, I'm the same. And I love them, so keep them coming, please.
Thanks, girl. But we were talking a little bit about this off air. Like, I honestly do not know how we met.
I do not either. I'm honestly trying to remember.
But when you said Jessica.
But we had already met at that point. We bumped into each other in, like, One World Trade, I think. During some type of blogger event. This was like years ago. Like, this had to be like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Sometimes I think about it and I'm like, okay, it definitely has to have been an event, but I can't even pinpoint. And that's the thing with this industry in New York. It's like the circle is pretty small in a way. Mm-hmm. Especially if I believe we started around the same time, you know? Or actually when the industry just started to like bloom with invites and events. But it's so weird to think about. I don't know how that world was before when it was just happening to, like, it being such a thing now, you know?
Right. No, absolutely.
But, okay, so I want to shift gears a little bit and ask you what keeps you up at night. And obviously this could be related to what's happening just because I feel like it's in the forefront of everybody's, like, minds, but just in general, like, what's stressing you out? And I think, you know, as somebody who is, like, a life coach and advocates for mental health and self-care, like, you probably have stress that you're going through as well. You know, like, nobody has, like, a perfect life. And I think it's a great opportunity for me to get to know you a little bit more just because I feel like, you know, we know each other on the surface and, of course, we support each other, but I love, like, diving into, like, relationships and conversations that are just, like, deeper, you know?
Yes. So. No, me too. Absolutely. I love getting to know, like, the someone's true, authentic self. Mm-hmm. So I'm right there with you. And yes, so, nobody is perfect. Everyone has, you know, ups and downs, and even as, you know, I am a life coach, I have the tools to know how to keep myself grounded and XYZ, but, like, you know, we are human at the end of the day. And what keeps me up at night? That's a great question. I am going to pocket that one for future use, especially when it comes to dating. But what keeps me up at night? Of course, all of, you know, Corona and just how things are going to change moving forward once, you know, dare I say all of this is over, because it's, in my opinion, it's never really going to be over. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think everyone, you know, if all of a sudden, you know, all the cases stopped and everyone was healed and cured tomorrow, you know, I don't think we're going to just automatically go back to normal life. I think so much has changed. I know a lot has changed within me already. Mm-hmm. So kind of navigating that is kind of scary. Also just, I guess, just like something, it's like, I guess, a good thing, but like things that keep me up at night also, it's like, this is when I get super creative, mm-hmm. is like when I'm trying to go to sleep and I have like always like awesome ideas running through my head and I get very amped up and then I can't fall asleep, type thing. Not always, but you know, usually. Mm-hmm. But question again,
so can you tell me actually what are some of those goals?
Yeah, everything. It could just be goals for like the next day. Like I always try to write down like my to-do list the night before, so mm-hmm. or the first thing in the morning when I wake up, but I try to the night before just so I can gather my thoughts and get them down. When I wake up, I know exactly what I need to do. But also like longer term goals, like I try to write down like monthly goals and weekly goals. Mm-hmm. So those things kind of keep me up at night, whether it's something like, you know, it could be as simple as like creating 8 YouTube videos this month. Like that's a goal, typically a monthly goal of mine each month. Also, my dream is to become a published author, and that's actually originally why I got my life coaching certification, is because I want to write my own self-help book. And I have been writing kind of a book for years now, but it's just like Word documents upon Word documents that need to be put together and, you know, tied up in a nice little bow eventually. So I have kind of my own personal deadlines, like, okay, you know, 6 months from now, I want to get 3 chapters done or something, things like that. I'd probably say, yeah, like one of my bigger goals and dreams is to become a published author.
I love hearing that. You should totally do that. I mean, I would be your first customer. Like I would totally buy your book. Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that.
I am huge on like self-help books as well. And I think they're so unique. And I think, I love hearing people's stories, you know, I mean, that's why I started this whole podcast. I feel like everybody has a story to tell, and everybody's story is like valid, you know? So
absolutely.
So yeah,
absolutely.
This podcast is called The City Confessions, and I know that you have heard some of my previous episodes, so I'm sure you knew this was coming, but I wanted to ask you, what is your confession? And I think it sounds kind of strange when a friend or somebody asks you that, because it's kind of like sprung out of nowhere. But just to I guess clarify for people who haven't, who are new listeners or not, but I think there's a difference between a confession and a secret. And a confession is just something that you kind of want to share, you know what I mean? You want to get off your chest. And I think people get stumped whenever I ask this question. But mm-hmm. It can be anything that you're comfortable with sharing, something that's like silly, something that's personal, something that's from your past, from your, you know, your what you're going through right now. But if you were to complete the sentence of like, my confession is, what would that be?
I've been thinking about it and it's so hard. I feel like I have
more than
like
one.
The one that is coming to my head. So I took a, I don't know if you knew this, but for the past couple months, I've actually been between New York and Boston.
Yes, I did see that.
Mm-hmm. And I did kind of move out of New York, but I have been back in New York. I'm basically in between two places. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted a change of pace. I was like, you know what? I'll give it a year. I'll see what I want. Even though I've been back literally like multiple times a month, like I really haven't left. And I don't know. I just wanted a change of pace. I was like, I'm getting bored here, which is crazy because I always say if you're bored in New York, you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And I guess my confession is that you can take the girl out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the girl.
For sure.
And it took me leaving New York for just a short amount of time to realize, like, wow, like, I really, I mean, I was not born and raised in New York. I was born in Fort Lauderdale, raised in Connecticut. But, like, wow, I am such a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. I think being a New Yorker is, like, a state of mind. Mm. And of course, obviously, if I don't want to, you were born and raised there, so I can't say anything about that, but, like, you are a New Yorker, but it's also a state of mind, and I was just like, wow, like, you could take the girl out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the girl, and, like, there really is no place like New York, and unfortunately, it took me, like, kind of, like, half moving out to realize that, and I will be moving back to New York. So,
no, I love hearing that. No, I love hearing that because I have so much New York pride, and I think it's totally fine. I think even me as a New Yorker, and somebody, trust me, everybody knows I'm always like, I'm a native. Right, but right. There are times when, I mean, I'm overwhelmed too, and I mean, I never thought about actually leaving just because I travel so much, and I feel like the times that I travel are sufficient enough for me to like somewhat get away or need a change of scenery. Like whenever my travel bug kicks in, it's normally because I'm quote unquote tired or bored of New York, you know?
Right.
And I think it's totally fine because you are young and like you need to be able to listen to whatever your mind is telling you, right? Like if you want to go explore, right, like, the time to do it is now. And the best part is knowing that New York isn't going anywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
right, absolutely.
You can always go back, and that's exactly what, you know, you are potentially doing. And that's, yeah, it's fine. I mean.
Right, right, absolutely. Yeah, it was really, you know, I never thought I would, like, move out of New York. Mm-hmm. And when I decided to, it was kind of, like, just so many things I felt like came to an end for me. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what, maybe this is the time to try something new. Like, things came to the end, but also like new beginnings. Like I had just gotten my life coaching certification. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I want to start building this business. I can really start building it anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so it was an exciting time, but I don't know. I think always deep down, I've always known that I would end up back in New York.
Yeah, so. And that's amazing. So what is your plan? Are you going to, I mean, after all this is over, then kind of figure things out?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Corona kind of really threw a huge curveball at me, at everyone. But especially in my plan for coming back, I was initially going to, like, spend the late spring and summer there and then move, like in October or November. I don't know if that's going to happen now, just given everything that's gone on.
So
we'll see.
You're with family now, right?
Or I am, yes. I'm home in Connecticut.
And so, yeah, I mean, thank you for talking with me. I know it was pretty brief, but I just wanted to like have you on and take a moment now to just like acknowledge who you are as a person and what you're doing. And actually, when, like, before we recorded, I was thinking about, you know, trying to think about how we met, and I just, like, had this, I don't even know, like, moment where I was, like, I just always remember that you were just so genuine. Like, I feel like your presence and your energy has always been super, like, calming. Like, you're always, like, good vibes. I know we haven't, like, hung out a million times or whatever, but, like, the few times that we have, I always was, like, she has such good energy and just, like, just so genuine, you know? So
thank you. I feel the exact same way about you.
Really? I don't know.
We should hang out.
I know.
And I was so excited when you invited to have me on. So thank you so much. I think we had an awesome conversation.
Yeah. So before we end this, I have two more questions. Sure. So you kind of touched upon this, but maybe you can elaborate. The second to last question is, like, what are you up to, or in terms of, like, what are your goals for the next 3 to 6 months? What can people be on the lookout for? And I'm assuming maybe it has to do with your coaching business, but why don't you elaborate?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely with coaching. So I have a couple of clients, but I'm still building that on the side. So with coaching, I always like to describe it as really like helping people go from like A to B. So just to clarify, because I actually had my first life coach when I think I was 21 and I had just moved to New York. But before that, I had no idea what like a life coach was, and what the difference was between like a life coach and a therapist. So with therapy, you know, it's really going back into the past and kind of diving deep and really healing. Mm-hmm. With life coaching, it's really helping people go from like A to B. I like to say it's helping people who feel like they're just merely surviving and helping them going to like thriving in this world. And that could be anything from like career related, relationship related, just kind of like working on yourself. And there is like a little bit of diving back into your past, but it's really not like with the healing and like kind of like psychotherapy that comes with therapy and psychology and things like that. So I'm still building that business because it does go hand in hand with like my blog and everything. Sorry, I just completely lost my train of thought. I'm doing both basically. So getting more clients, building that business, and then also still maintaining my blog and kind of being an influencer. I work with, in terms of like being an influencer, I work with like a lot of beauty brands, skincare brands, and like holistic health related things. Mm-hmm. So they do go hand in hand.
No, I love the differentiation between a therapist and a life coach. I feel like I already knew that, but when you put it in actual terms, I was like, oh my God, that's such a good way to kind of just tell people what the differences are, because people might use those, you know, terms or description interchangeably. So that was really interesting. And I love, like you were saying, from like surviving to thriving. Like, it's such a word that I'm like into right now. Like, yes, everybody should be thriving.
Yes, that's like my tagline is surviving to thriving. Because it's so true. Yeah. I mean, we all have one life. Not every day is going to be perfect. We know that. There are ups and downs. But you should be living the life of your dreams. Everyone has the right to live the life of their wildest dreams and the life that they desire. And I want to help people accomplish that and get there.
I love that. It was so, so good. Okay. And then the last question is, what is the one thing you love most about yourself?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because that's a good one. This is another great question that I'm going to pocket.
Girl, take it, because I think it's so important to kind of do self-reflection and to compliment yourself. I mean, I definitely don't do this of myself as often as I should. And I think when I ask people this, obviously I want them to be in tune with, you know, who they are. But I think like we should actually, like, before we go to sleep, say something positive about ourselves. I mean, I don't do that.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Positive affirmations are super, super important. I actually say them, I try to say them every morning, and I have been now during, this is part of my like quarantine routine, I guess. I will meditate. I will pray. I will say positive affirmations. And one more thing. Oh, my gratitude journal. I have a gratitude journal. Yeah. And I write down at least 3 things every day that I'm thankful for. And these 4 things keep me sane, especially during times like this, during Corona and quarantine. And as a result of doing all those things, I could say that I love that I am not every day, I'm not perfect, but with this specifically, but I am accepting of who I am. I feel like it's taken me, you know, decades to finally just accept myself. And with that comes, like, I don't think you can really accept yourself until you really learn about yourself. And I feel like for the first, like, 25 years of my life, I was just learning about myself. And for the past couple of years, I've actually started to really accept myself and love myself, dare I say. But that self-love, I really believe, comes with acceptance of all of your flaws, the ways you respond to things, just your thinking patterns, your belief systems. And that is something that I really do like about myself. Again, it's every day, it's, you know, it's a struggle. It's not perfect to always accept yourself, but it's taken me, for where I am right now, it's taken me a really long time to get there, to get here rather. And that is something that I really do love about myself.
That was so, like, powerful. Like, I literally feel like I got chills because I couldn't, no, seriously, I couldn't agree more. I think I kind of follow the same path as you, and I mean, everybody has their own paths, right? But I think for me specifically too, like, I think up until I was 25, I was just living life like what I thought was living, right? Just going through the motions. And it wasn't until I had this, like, breakthrough moment and maybe, like, quarterly life crisis where I did my, like, soul searching, and I was trying to get to know myself. And then, you know, and when you get to know yourself, you are also doing your own self-work and kind of therapy for yourself, where you might find things that you are probably not proud of, you know, or things that you know you need to improve on. And it was definitely, for me personally, a rough time. But then, you know, in saying that, you grow and you are, you just, like, I don't know, not that you become a different person, but you accept who you are, you know? And I think that's the beauty of it, for sure.
No, that was so beautifully said. I couldn't agree more. It's almost like, it's like shedding your skin, kind of. Like, taking off this, like, outer shell that we show the world, and like finally stepping into our true selves.
I love that. And I think, like, sometimes I feel like, okay, like, you know, it's like an age thing. I think, like, oh, when you reach a certain age, like, you will get there. But actually, I feel like some people will never get there. And I think, you know, it definitely takes a lot of honestly, I keep going back to self-reflection, but I really do believe that that's so critical in just human growth.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think the hardest part, or one of the hardest parts about life, is being honest with yourself. But like, the moment you are, and you start continuously being honest with yourself, it's like you set yourself free almost.
For sure. Yeah. No, that was so good.
So good. Absolutely. So good.
Yeah. But thank you again so much for, you know, hopping on and chatting with me and us and the listeners. And I hope you guys all enjoy this episode. I'll definitely leave all of Marissa's information below. Apparently, she's going to be like a TikTok star. So follow her on that. You have to send me the video, by the way, right after this. Thank you again. And guys, stay tuned for the next episode. All right. Bye. Stay safe.
Bye. Thank you.